welcome, and thank you for listening to Grace Bible Church's Throne of Grace devotional time. We're located at 77 Glover Circle, Stanton, Virginia. Pastor Roy Lee Trump, on behalf of the church, would like for you to listen for the next few minutes to a message from the Word of God. In our Bibles in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, God says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." You know, usually when most of us think of the laws of the harvest written in God's Word, the concept of reaping what we sow, we usually think of it in a negative sense. We think of paying the consequences for sins, actions, and foolish choices that we have made in the past. But you know, the laws of the harvest are not just negative. These laws are also positive. As a matter of fact, they're very positive, and stand as a promise of blessings for sowing that which is good, as well as warning against sowing what's bad. There are actually 7 laws of the harvest, and over the next few weeks we're going to cover them. And so as we look at the one today, we reap only what has been sown. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Bless now each that hear this. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We reap only what has been sown. Life is filled with choices, choices that affect us on our everyday basis in everything that we do. That means our everyday choices are not without significance. Our choices affect us and others in dramatic ways, whether we see it immediately or not. While earth remains, no man will mock God by changing for even one time these laws of the harvest. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 18 tells us, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Over back in Psalms chapter 90, verse 12, we find these words, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." You may ask the question, why do we need wisdom? It seems that everything is laid out for us today. We use computers to do many of the menial tasks that we used to have to do. We use other things to make life a lot easier for us. So why do we need to be wise? Why do we need to be wise in the Lord? Well, first off, because we need to be wise because of the things of God. What we reap was planted either naturally or purposely, either by God or by man, and for either positive or for negative results. In other words, this law of the harvest, we reap only what has been sown, has both a positive and a negative side. Let's look at the positive side first. I like positive things. We reap blessings from the labor of others. John chapter 4, verse 38 says, "I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors." Blessings we reap because of what God has done on our behalf. And I think about the Lord Jesus as he hung there on the cross of Calvary. As he was hanging there and God turned his back upon him because God could not look upon the sin of man. And Jesus was there with all the sin of all the world. All the sin that I've ever committed and all the sin that I will ever commit was on the Lord Jesus Christ there that day. He was doing something for me I could not do. And yet I received the great blessing for it. I received salvation. I have a home in eternity. I have a home in heaven that would not be there if it were not for what Jesus had already done for me. The blessings of the common grace. Matthew chapter 5 verse 45 tells us that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. You know, without grace, you and I could not be members of God's family. We could not be heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. That verse goes on to say, "For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." James chapter 1:17 tells us that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You know, a lot of people think they've made a lot of things in this world today on their own. The Bible tells us that every good gift and every perfect gift is from God, is from above. John 3:27 tells us, John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven." You know, God is gracious, but he's gracious toward all men, whether they realize it or not, or whether they ever give him thanks for his blessings. You know, you can go through your life and never give God thanks and bless God for the things that he has done for you. In fact, every good gift we enjoy comes from God. That is the Bible. That's not me. That's the Bible. The blessings of salvation of grace. Without someone else doing the work, such as Christ hanging on the cross of Calvary, we wouldn't have salvation. 1 John 5:11, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." You know, today you and I cannot do anything for salvation. Salvation is a free gift from God Almighty through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:12 says, "He that hath the Son hath life." Today, if you're struggling without Jesus, you don't have anything. Oh, you may own all the things in Augusta County. You may own half of the world monetarily. But without Jesus, 1 John 5:12 says, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." The question here is, what's going to happen when that day of reckoning comes, when you stand before God, when you stand before God Almighty one of these days, what's going to happen? God said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If that's not proof of the positive of the work of others and the blessings of others, I don't know what is. Regardless of man's lack of thankfulness, God has given man the greatest gift of all in his Son. He became man and went to Calvary that we might have life by faith in him. The blessings we reap because of what others have done in our behalf. Not only are we blessed because of what God has done in our behalf, we're also blessed by what others have done. Others have labored. Think about the person that told you about Jesus. Think about all of the study. Think about all of the prayer. Think about all of the work that went into someone delivering you the gospel. Others have labored, and we've entered into those blessings of their labors. The blessings we have enjoyed in the Western world of freedom, of law, of ministering to the suffering, to the poor, and the like, are all byproducts of Christianity and our godly heritage. I think of all of the soldiers that have went before us and fought battles, shed their blood, that we might have the freedom to even be on this radio station today, to be able to speak as we feel God would have us speak as we go along in this world. It's been said that South America was settled by the Spanish, who came to that land in search of gold. But North America was settled by the Pilgrim Fathers, who came in search of God, and that is what made the difference between the two countries. Do you realize the far-reaching implications of our choices on the lives of others, the children, family members, co-workers, and friends that we come in contact with every day? The teaching of Scripture on being an example to others stresses this very point. John 13:15 says, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." 1 Thessalonians 1:7 says, "So that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia." 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." May God add His blessings to His word. Thank you for listening today. Grace Bible Church, the pastor and congregation would like to invite you, if you do not have a church of your own, to visit with us on Sundays. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m., worship service at 11 a.m., and evening service at 6 p.m. Every Monday at 8:30, we have our Titus Baptist Seminary class. Tuesday at 9 a.m., we have our Faith Bible Institute classes. Wednesday, 7 p.m., we have our prayer meeting. If we can be of any assistance, please give Pastor Trump a call at 540-448-0278. Thank you, and God bless.
This world of sin and woe is reeling to and fro with misery and hate all around. Jesus told us at the last, when you see this come to pass, you'll know it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. All around we see the signs. We know His coming must be near. Will you be ready to go when you hear the trump blow? We know it's just a matter of time. Scoffers have grown bold, the wolves crept in the fold.